Toledo, we're famous for Glass, Art Tatum, Tony Pacos, Jamie Farr, a world-class museum, the Toledo Mud Hens and Walleye, an outstanding zoo and public library system. But who are the people that make our city so great? Welcome to the Soul of the Glass City podcast. I'm your host, Monique. I'm so excited. I had one Shaw. Now I have another Shaw. And it's even cooler because this one is someone I've known for almost ever. This is my girl, Brittany Shaw. But we're not just here for regular, you know, girlfriend banter. We're here for a very special, important, and serious reason. So I'm going to introduce the lovely Brittany Shaw.
Hello, everyone. I'm so excited to be here.
So for those that don't know who you are, tell them, other than the fact that, you know, you have a very popular husband, you're just as popular. So
I'm going to start from the beginning. I was born right here in Toledo at Toledo Hospital. I was raised on the south side of Toledo. I went to Libby High School, where I started my freshman year and then completed at Perrysburg. I'm currently married to my wonderful husband, who is also a tech pillar in our community. We've been married for 16 years, and we have four beautiful children together. I'm an entrepreneur, content creator, with a platform that displays fashion, spiritual inspiration, and travel.
And you're so good at everything that you do, from being a great mom to a great wife. And yes, we all follow you on the socials, so I can't wait to see what the next outfit's going to be.
Yay.
So I just want to, you know, tell everybody what I asked you to come here for today. This is a very hard time for me right now because I just lost my dad. And because of that, I just wanted to do a tribute episode to some special people in our lives, which is our fathers. You also lost your father. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. Again, first, let me say my condolences, Monique, again, to losing someone who's so important to you. And we're here because we both relate for that same reason. My dad, he was a phenomenal person, not just because he was my dad, but because he truly cared about everyone he encountered. He was a businessman, a leader, a spiritual leader, and a true man after God's own heart. His life really represented redemption. After he actually battled a drug addiction, he gave his life over to Christ and committed himself, sharing his testimony to all who would listen. He was like really passionate about saving lives. That was like his passion.
Can you tell us what his name is?
Yes. My dad's name is Howard Blaylark. He was born and raised here in Toledo as well. He was married to my mom for 30 years. He also was a pastor for over 30 years before his life ended. My dad surrendered and committed himself to Christ, sharing his testimony to all who would listen. He was passionate about saving lives just like his and sharing the word of God. He led his congregation and loved ones to do the same. My dad lost his life in the battle of COVID back in 2020. It was along with several other innocent people that also were overcome by this tragic epidemic. So that's the story behind how I lost my father.
My condolences to you as well. And I remember that time. It was really sad.
Really trying time for everybody.
Yeah. How do you remember him, you know, as a child? How do you remember your dad?
My dad was a very strong man as a child. He was a leader. Like, everything he did with honor. He did with standards. And he taught the people around him to have the same kind of characteristics. So I remember him as being bold, loud, charismatic, understanding, compassionate. The list goes on. He was just a true man that was seeking after God's heart.
How did you deal with the grief? Because I know that, you know, once your dad passed, I didn't see you as much. And I'm so used to you being like chipper and happy and just being there. And I didn't see you a lot. And I just want to know, how did you deal with that grief?
To be honest, you have to just take it one day at a time. Allowing myself to feel every emotion was truly the best journey through grief for me. Not forcing myself to feel like I had to feel better. You know, I realized that was the best option, taking it one day at a time and allowing myself the time to feel each emotion.
I think that's some good advice because I'm still wondering how to handle my grief. And we put him in the ground June 22nd. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't that long ago. What is the you know, most fondest memory with your father that might have been like a little embarrassing for you, but, you know, had a significant impact on your life?
It's funny you say that. Because to be honest, I probably embarrassed my dad more than anything. With my rebellious teenage ways, you know how we were as teenagers. And my dad was such a compassionate man. But through that, I really learned what it meant to be forgiving and compassionate. And those are the most significant characteristics that I have. And it made a huge impact, not only in my life, but in my ability to be that to other people. So him displaying his compassion for me and showing sympathy towards me really just impact my life more than anything, in spite of the fact that I might have embarrassed him. As I said, he was a pastor, so some moments can feel embarrassing, but I definitely feel that he impacted my life by being that loving and forgiving person.
So who was your dad to the community that he served? You know, he was a pastor. So what are the things that you have heard about him, that you remember about him, that you've seen, or even the feedback you get to this day about your dad?
Sure. My dad, he was a legend. I'm not even going to hold anyone up. My dad was a legend in the community. He pastored for over 30 years. He did outreach. He served the homeless. He made himself available to those who needed him. He was also a licensed electrician for over 40 years. He became the foreman, and he taught classes to new apprenticeship students. So my dad was a pillar in the community, always giving his knowledge and always ready to support those who needed it.
Awesome. I'm pretty sure that there's so many people that remember his impact. If you could tell him anything right now that you didn't get a chance to say when he was alive, what do you think that would be?
I think I just want to let my dad know how proud I am of him. I think that my dad felt like he was a great man to other people, but I think sometimes he may have struggled to maybe see the support from family, because as family members, we can be very needy and we can beg and we can always be on the side of just wanting. And sometimes our parents want to feel like they're being given back to. They want that support. They want that love. So if I had the opportunity, I would just really express to my dad how much he meant to me and how much he was loved.
And I want to tell you how much that resonates with me, because at my dad's funeral, one of the things that me and all my sisters said, and I have five sisters that were at the funeral that are his biological daughters. I'm actually his stepdaughter, but I'm the oldest. And one of the things that everybody said was, you gave us so much. You sacrificed so much. Even his brothers and his sisters and his nieces and nephews was like, you were always giving all of you. And we would take your place because we didn't realize how much that took a toll on your life. And, you know, even what we wanted to do, we always felt like we weren't successful enough, because, you know, he had this great career. He worked for the state. He was top of the food chain in the auditing world, you know, and we just never felt like we were good enough, you know. And so, but the funny thing is, my mother used to tell us that he felt like he wasn't good enough. Like, no matter what he did, he never had enough money, he never had enough time, never had enough energy. And so we all just felt like we just drained him, and we didn't mean to, you know, we didn't want that to happen. And so I think if I had to tell my dad anything, it's like, you did enough. You were enough. You know, you did everything you could do to make sure that our lives were easy. You know, we went from living in the projects in New York to living in the number one neighborhood in Columbia, Maryland. You know, like too bougie for me. I didn't even acclimate well. But the fact that, you know, we're all successful in a way, and we're not on the street and we're not out here messed up, we attribute that to him.
And I agree with you with that. I think that's also a part of the grief process, is feeling that burden of guilt. When you spoke on, we felt like we received so much from our fathers that we weren't able to give back that in life. You know, we felt like they left us before we could explain to them how much they truly meant. And that's a part of the grief process, being able to understand you did enough. You did what you could do, and he knows exactly how you feel.
You know, I did invite, you know, other friends of mine that have lost parents, but, you know, they're still even grieving in that way. It's years later. Mm-hmm. They're still sad. You know, I just don't understand how people get over. I'm not saying get over, but like, even just to feel less, you know, as the years pass, it just seems like, I've heard people say it gets easier, but I don't even know if that's true. I don't even know if that's like a real thing, but I do know that I feel like strength, like the strength that they would want us to have, the same strength that they have, is like, that's what carries me. It's like, I know my dad wouldn't want me to give up.
Absolutely.
I know my kids wouldn't want me to give up. So why won't I just keep on striving to be the greatest version of myself? Because that's how we looked at our superheroes, right? Our dads.
Absolutely.
How do you feel like you've been honoring and living out his legacy?
I believe I continue to honor my dad's legacy by spreading the gospel of the good news of salvation, just like he did, continuing to serve God and putting him first and teaching my children to do the same. I feel that he feels honored. He still hears and sees everything that I'm doing. And continuing to just spread the gospel, because that's what he would have wanted me to do. That's how I feel like I live out his legacy.
That's great. I really don't know what my dad would want me to do other than to be whoever I wanted to be. So he knew from the time I was 5, I wanted to be like Oprah. That's yes. all he knew. And he was just like, whatever you got to do. You know, so I think me having the podcast was like a proud moment for him, because he knows that is part of my dream. Even if it's, if I'm not rich from it, he doesn't care. He didn't care. He was very proud of that. I think he was also proud that I was able to raise my kids without asking for much help. Yes. I was not calling, asking for money all the time. I was not calling to ask to house me, because I told them when I was like 16, 17, once I leave here, I'm not coming back. And I didn't. It doesn't matter how low things got. I was able to take care of business. So I think that would make him proud.
I know it does. Very proud.
And I would like to ask you if there's anything else that you would like to leave us with. You know, this has been such a fulfilling, rich conversation. And I feel like I was talking to a mini minister, you know. I feel like that ministry is in you from your father. So
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I do want to leave everyone with the understanding that although we're here and we're giving all of our good ideas and techniques and things to help get over grief of losing a parent, I just want to prepare you to know that you can never really prepare to lose your parent. That's something, no matter what you do and how you set things up, it's not something you can technically be prepared for in an emotional way. So I would say understanding that losing a parent, but with the strength of God, every day you'll learn how to live with your reality. It won't be perfect, but he will walk you through it day and night. You can fill your cup of tears and hand it over to the Lord. That's what I want to leave to everyone, to find their higher power, to find something that they can believe in to help give them strength to make it each day.
Thank you so much, Britt. And I am just honored to have you here and as a representative of your dad.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I'm your host and producer, Monique. My executive producer is Chris Pfeiffer. Join me next time for another exciting episode of Soul of the Glass City podcast. For more information, if you have questions or comments, go to wgte.org/soul.
WGTE, voices around us.